Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is the Wikipedia page for Drum Container. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe. Now, I'd like to thank my dad, Jack Teichman, for suggesting this article. He works in this industry, and so I find it interesting. And so thanks, Dad, for suggesting this article.
Yes, thanks a lot, Jack Teichman, for suggesting the article. You know, I wonder if there's a lot of information that you already know in this article, considering that you work with drum containers.
Based on the information I've scanned from this article, I think you already know most of this.
Well, here we go for everybody else. Drum container. A drum, also called a barrel, is a cylindrical shipping container used for shipping bulk cargo. Drums can be made of steel, dense paperboard, commonly called a fiber drum, or plastic, and are generally used for the transportation and storage of liquids and powders. Drums are often stackable and have dimensions designed for efficient warehouse and logistics use. This type of packaging is frequently certified for transporting dangerous goods. Proper shipment requires the drum to comply with all applicable regulations.
Growing up, I didn't realize it was like kind of weird to have a fiber drum just around the house until a friend pointed out, why do you have that big paper container? And I was like, I don't know.
Great story. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Dad, I hope you like that story. Steel drums. Steel drums are ubiquitous industrial shipping containers. They are manufactured from sheets of cold rolled steel formed into a tube and welded along the side seam. Stainless steel, nickel, and special alloys are occasionally used. The bottom head is permanently attached by the manufacturer. Two primary options are available for the top head. Open head drum, removable head drum. Top head is attached after filling with a closing ring and bolted lock. Liquids, granular solids, and waste are commonly shipped in these.
Tight head drum, closed head drum, non-removable head drum. The top head is permanently attached by the manufacturer. It is usually made with one or two threaded access fittings, closed by threaded bungs after filling. Liquids are suited to these drums.
Bungs. History. Henry Wurhan, employee of Nellie Bly's Ironclad Manufacturing Company of New York, received two patents in December 1905 that would lead to the modern 55-gallon steel drum. Use of 200-liter drums became widespread in World War II. the first war in which trucks, cold-rolled steel, stamp or pattern-forging machinery, and welding were widely available. They were first utilized by the Axis powers, Germany and Italy, but were quickly adopted by allies. The drums helped win the Guadalcanal Campaign in the first U.S. offensive in the South Pacific theater. The U.S. Navy could not maintain command of the sea long enough to offload aviation gasoline for aircraft ashore, so the drums were often transported to the island on fast ships, such as destroyers, and shoved over the sides, or time permitting, lowered in cargo nets. Because gasoline's density is much less than that of water, the drums floated. Navy Seabees in small craft corralled the drums.
Constructions. A wide variety of constructions and sizes are available. When the intended use is for shipment of dangerous goods, hazardous materials, strict regulatory requirements are applicable. Coordinated by the UN, countries and regional authorities require drum construction and the demonstrated performance of severe testing. The Industrial Steel Drum Institute has also provided guidance for conducting the test. Drums have embossed symbols to identify certification for shipment of certain types of products. That's good. Did that happen after that molasses thing that we read? Was it molasses or fruit juice? Where it was like they previously didn't have stipulations for how it got stored and then they changed it. I think it was molasses.
Oh, yeah, because it was like shipped through pipes under the ocean.
Exactly, and they had no regulation for it because it was molasses, and so they didn't think, like, you know, oil.
Right, yeah. Unfortunate. Many drums nominally measure just under 880 millimeters, 35 inches tall, with a diameter just under 610 millimeters, 24 inches, and have a common nominal volume of 208 liters, 55 U.S. gallons, whereas the barrel volume of crude oil is 42 U.S. gallons, 159 liters. In the United States, 25 U.S. gallon 95-liter drums are also in common use and have the same height. This allows easy stacking of mixed pallets. Barrels can be constructed of plastic, laminated paperboard, or steel.
Drum have top and usually bottom chimes or rims, sometimes called chines. Most steel drums have reinforcing rolling hoops or rings of thickened metal or plastic. This sufficiently strengthens them so they can readily be turned on their sides and rolled when filled with heavy materials like liquids. Over short to medium distances, drums can be tipped and rolled on the bottom rim while being held at an angle, balanced and rotated with a two-handed top grip that also supplies the torque, rotational, or rolling force.
The open-top subtype is sealed by a mechanical ring clamp, concave inwards, that exerts sufficient pressure to hold many non-volatile liquids and make an airtight seal against a gasket, as it exerts force inward and downward when tightened by a normal 3/4-inch wrench or ratchet wrench. Tops exist with bung holes as above, and these hybrid drums with lid can be used to ship many non-volatile liquids as well as industrial powders. Many drums are used to ship and store powdered products as well as liquids, such as plastic beads for injection molding, extrusion, and purified industrial-grade powders like cleansers, e.g., fertilizers, and powdered aluminum. If used to transport dangerous goods across international boundaries, they may need to have UN certification. In general, drum usage is limited to wholesale distribution of bulk products, which are then further processed or subdivided in a factory.
These metal drums have two openings with flanges, often 51 millimeters, 2 inches NPS, and 19 millimeters, 0.75 inches NPS in diameter. NPS is nominal pipe size. I bet you knew that, Jack. Once the drums are filled, the plugs, bungs, are screwed in the flanges using pneumatic or hand-operated bung tightener plug wrench. To secure the contents of the drum against theft and adulteration during shipment, cap seals made of metal and other types of metal plastic laminates are used. These cap seals sit on top of the flanges and are crimped using a drum cap seal crimping tool, also called a drum cap sealer. Once cap seals are crimped, the plugs can be unscrewed only by breaking these cap seals. Pneumatic and hand-operated cap seal crimping tools are available. Pneumatic ones are used in production lines for high production.
Here at WikiListen, we love to have a bung screwed into our adulterated flanges.
One might say that.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you put a bung in your flan.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody.
We're going to read reconditioning.
Great. Let's go.
Reconditioning. Steel drums are commonly reconditioned for further use. Life cycle studies of reconditioning and reuse have been quite favorable. Clean drums go to a qualified reconditioner. Hazardous residue can be a concern to regulators. Reconditioning usually consists of inspection, removal of labels, cleaning, mechanical, heat, or caustic cleaner, straightening of dents and chimes, replace gaskets, painting, testing, marking, and labeling. Steel drums can often go through many use, reconditioning reuse cycles before they are recycled or landfilled.
Fiber drums. Fiber drums, occasionally fiber drums, are shipping containers with paperboard, laminated paperboard, plastics, foils, and other protective layers. The heads can be of fiberboard, metal, plywood, plastic, or other suitable material. Drums typically have a circular cross-section, but square drums are also available. These can be packed closer during shipment and storage. I didn't know there were square drums. Interesting.
Now you know. Fiber drums are available in a variety of construction and sizes. They are used for shipping various granular materials, coiled wire and cable, long fluorescent light bulbs, and, when certified, for dangerous goods. Compatibility with the contents is important. Drum liners are commonly used.
Steel, fiber, and plastic covers are available with steel lever lock ring closures. All right.
Heck yeah, they are. Plastic drums. Plastic drums are typically made of blow-molded high-density polyethylene. They are available in a variety of sizes and constructions designed for specific purposes and markets. Plastic drums are used for liquids, granular solids, and inner packages. When designed, tested, and labeled, plastic drums can be used with dangerous goods or hazardous materials. The plastic drum, inner coating, or drum liner should be compatible with the intended contents. Foods and pharmaceuticals can be particularly sensitive. Some liquid chemicals can permeate through plastics or can cause embrittlement.
The compression stability of plastic drums can be sensitive to heat. The Plastic Drum Institute does not recommend stacking when temperatures are above about 32 degrees Celsius or 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Plastic Drum Institute. Don't think like I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Dad, do you know anything about the Plastic Drum Institute? Let me know.
Some methods of reinforcing the sidewalls are available.
Plastic drums are used for more than shipping containers. They can be used for water collection and storage. Also, plastic drums are used along highways to mark construction zones. That's so true. I started a garden when I was in undergrad, and we used the blue plastic drums. We turned them into rainwater collections, so that way we could use rainwater to water the garden.
Got it.
Yeah. Applicable standards include ISO 20848-2006 Packaging Plastic Drums Part 1 Removable Head Open Head Drums with a nominal capacity of 113.6i to 220i.
ISO 20848-2006 Packaging Plastic Drums Part 2 Non-Removable Head Tight Head Drums with a nominal capacity of 208.2i and 220i.
ISO 20848-3:2018 Packaging Plastic Drums Part 3 Plug Bung Closure Systems for Plastics Drums with a nominal capacity of 113.6i to 220i. And that's where it ends. See also Intermediate Bulk Container.
Way to end the article with a bunch of inside baseball jargon that we don't understand.
Baseball?
Yeah, inside baseball jargon. Inside baseball is a term, meaning vocabulary that is only used within a certain organization.
Oh.
Yes.
I wonder if there's a Wikipedia page on that.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm sure there's a page for jargon, though.
There is. Thanks, Dad, for suggesting this article. I found it thoroughly entertaining, and I hope you do too.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Drum Container.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your carbon fiber drum.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Just like Jack Teichman did.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.